Rambo at 20. Clearing dead ash from the iron grate with a pinpoint so the stove can breathe. Make quick tinder of vision to heat the room, if not my heart. Tomorrow I leave France and the unwanted love of idiots I can no longer tolerate. I saw as I spoke and speak no more, wish only to see as other men see who find little to say. Embracing flame with flesh, I am the son of bone who has no mother. There is bone in beauty, but no beauty in bone, only steadfast utility. I was never mad, deranged, delirious, daring, but never insane, unless at long last. But this I know, there is no satisfaction in high hell or the angels. Pursuit is all. After a night's chase, I woke with testimony in hand, no idea how it got there. My own and not my own, a stranger's notes in my very hand. The part that clung cat-like to dry dock in drunken seas, writing rather than allowing me to drown in raw glory of vision's blood, argues my sanity. The bitch of a poet who bartered my perfectly lucid and transparent death for delicate domes and angular words is no more. I killed her with my own hands, and now I am one alone, without content. Brother of an only child, born an orphan. Now I follow a slender, less austere death to a tropic with no relation to this world where I failed my doom, pleasured myself as it bleached my blood to a thin, white, milky sap. Now others attempt to become what I discard like a leprous ear. The pitch of their fever is the illness of an hour. Seeking strange hybrids of glory, where there is only humiliation, they covet the tongue I pulled from my throat, tossed in the alley for dogs to contest. The choice to be as I have been was never mine. A colloquy of spirits cast lots for the stinking rag that was my soul. My corpse walks lighter without it. I seek climes with gods whose names I shall not study to learn, where my old familiars no longer infest, neither the demons of heaven nor those of hell.